speaking of work, we're going to talk about procrastination at work and why people do it. And it's a problem with some. And that's going to be our topic of discussion this morning in our weekly chatter, Psychologically Speaking segment with Dr. John Braccio from Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. And he joins us now on the other end of our line. Good morning, doctor. How are you?
Well, good morning. I'm nice talking to you, Rich, and you brought up a difficulty for a lot of people, which is procrastinating at work. But procrastinating, per se, can be a problem with most people at certain times. But if you're in a job that you have certain tasks and responsibilities that you just can't seem to get them done or you don't want to get them done, this, of course, can lead to work problems, lack of advancement, even losing your job along the way, let alone all the mental health issues that come along related to anxiety and depression. So the procrastination is clearly an issue to be looked at very strongly. I know at my work I often run into people that are just in a lot of turmoil due to this particular problem. And when I talk to them, I try to give them good advice in terms of what they might do, such as try to share it out exactly what the task requires, spell out specific time commitments that they must make in order to get this project done, identify pitfalls in the task and try not to fall into them, identify under what circumstances they tend to procrastinate, try to identify what causes you specifically to procrastinate and how to emotionally inoculate yourself from them in terms of with alternatives. And if it's a pattern of work that can lead to you having a lot of unhappiness and problems, you might even consider changing jobs if it gets to that point. Because if not, you don't want to be fired. You don't want to be always not getting the promotion. So it really can be a big issue. And I've seen many, many people lose jobs and difficulties at work, but particularly when you don't control the activities that you're doing and you have demands to get them done. So procrastination at work can be a big problem, but particularly if there are demands made and you can't get them done, then you, of course, know the issues that can occur with that, which we also see people fall into.
Yeah, absolutely. And Dr. Braccio, just a heads up, just so you know, the reception on your end is a little sketchy right now.
Okay.
You're kind of in and out in times
better?
Of flirty. Go. That does sound a little bit better. We're going to keep you on and roll with it. And if there are any major problems, we'll let you know and maybe do a reconnect. But for right now, we will keep you on the line right now.
Okay.
Dr. John Braccio joining us to talk about procrastination, easy for me to say, at the office. And it's an interesting problem here that people have. And it's a good point that you mentioned of workers not wanting to do certain tasks that the boss requires. Are there any other reasons why we hold off on certain projects, here at the office? Because, well, we're at the office where I work. That's what we're here for. It is to do these tasks. Any other reasons as to why we delay, certain tasks aside from not wanting to do said task?
Well, I think a lot of times people feel that they want to do a perfect job. Okay, as a result, they don't start doing the job, and we have to realize that good is not the enemy of perfect, but perfect is the enemy of really good in terms of getting things done. And a lot of people, they have a hard time just starting things. They have a hard time starting jobs they even want to do. Whereas if they have tasks that they really don't like, they find them boring, they find them overly complicated, then they just often will not do it. And they'll find other things along the way. Like if they have to do, say, four or five other activities, rather than do the one that they really have to do, they sidetrack themselves, and they even can feel they're doing the right thing by doing these other things that need to get done. But if they're not getting the major tasks that they're required to do, then this is going to be a problem. And there are people that just can't quite put their hands around a major activity that has to be done. And that, of course, leads to problems. And it's self-defeating behavior, Rich. And when it happens, it seems so obvious that a person is not doing something, and they even know they're not doing it. But when they're called in, they have every reason in the world why they haven't done it. They keep saying, well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to try to work through this. But they really don't. They just don't break things down into parts. So it's a major problem for a lot of people.
Yeah, it really is. What kind of tips would you have for people that have this problem? Now some of them you may have outlined earlier when we were having our audio difficulties. So if you could repeat any of those. But aside from that, what are some things that workers can do, you know, to get themselves in the right mindset, speaking in terms mentally, to get motivated and get the work done as it's needed?
Well, I think one thing, the person has to realize that this is something that they have to do. It's not like it's a choice. It's something they're going to have to do because it's their job. And if their boss is saying, you have to do this, then you really do. My view, specifically when I work with people, I ask them in terms of trying to break tasks into small chunks, okay? They then have to be setting the amount of time that they need to get this done. And as I mentioned, realizing that good is not the enemy of perfect. And they have to even give themselves pep talks in terms of trying to really push themselves. And they even can give themselves a reward when they're going to get something completed that they can look forward to receiving something, even though it's from themselves, it can kind of push them along the way. And they have to really realize that discipline is something that really needs to be accepted if you're going to get something done. Because in life, if we don't get done what we have to do, this can lead to a lot of issues. And procrastination really is a major issue. And even people, when they're completely aware of it, Rich, they still have problems. And this is when they just have to learn how to break activities down. They have to determine how much time is going to be needed. They have to allocate it. They have to do it. Otherwise, they often go from job to job, and they really don't succeed. But a lot of it is a mindset, it's discipline. You may even set up certain periods of time that you're going to work on the project, and then maybe take a 10, 15-minute break, then come back. But everybody's completely different. But if you have employees, you've been an employee, you know exactly what can happen with people. Even top workers, when they get into these patterns of not getting things done, it's totally frustrating to them and to the employer. So it's a lot of it is discipline. It's recognizing what has to get done, breaking things down and doing them. Because a lot of people just can't seem to really focus on what has to be done and don't really understand the amount of time. Because there are the crammers, too, people that put everything off and think, well, I can get that project done if I just work 40 hours over 2-3 days.
Right.
And that doesn't always work. We need time and we need to spell things out.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think you hit the nail on the head there with the word discipline. I think that says it all right there. Yeah, it's one thing to procrastinate at home with chores and other tasks there. It's another thing to do it at the office. Dr. John Braccio from Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. This is our Psychologically Speaking segment. We've been talking about office procrastination here on this Tuesday. Doctor, thanks so much for joining us.
Rich, always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend. Bye-bye.
And you as well. You are listening to the 1320 WILS Morning Wake Up here on a Tuesday. Rich Earl here with you, filling in for Dave Ackerley on more compelling talk radio 1320 WILS.